There is a great attraction in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, that you have to actually listen to my dear, dear Pied Piper for this attraction to understand what this is about and how to use it. It's a very popular show. It's Paula Deen's Lumberjack Feud and Adventure Park. And David Reed is my guy to talk about why this park is a must-see when you come to the Pigeon Forge area. David, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Terry. It's a pleasure to be here, sir.
I can't tell you, David, how many people ask me, gee, Terry, what a wonderful park and place it is to visit. There's Dollywood and there's Dixie Stampede, and these are so many things to see, and Dixie Stampede's a great dinner show. What about Paula Deen's Adventure Park and Lumberjack Feud? Would that be a great dinner show to take my folks to? David, well, please help clarify the misconceptions that we have and help me out here.
Well, you can tell I'm extra eager to do so, Terry. Yes, Paula Deen's Lumberjack Feud Show and Adventure Park, a very unique experience right in the center of Pigeon Forge. And there are the traditional dinner shows, which, as you referenced, several really, really good ones in Pigeon Forge. But we have a little spin on ours because it is not the traditional dinner show where you sit down and the food is served to you necessarily, because you are, number one, you're allowed to bring in your own food if you would prefer. We have a lot of groups right in Lumberjack Square. There's like a Five Guys. We have Calhoun's. We have Harpoon Harry's. You can just bring your feast right on into the show and watch it if you'd like. Or we have a pavilion right in the square, right next to the amphitheater. A lot of families will just enjoy before the show or after the show. They'll have a little picnic. And just have some family time there and watching all the activities, and that is completely free. They're welcome to bring in their own food there. Or we partner with those anchor restaurants at Lumberjack Square, as I mentioned, Harpoon Harry's, Calhoun's, the brewery. And if you go through us, we can save you up to 40% on your meals there. So you can have lunch or dinner on your own schedule with your family, save some money, and still have the dinner and show experience either before or after your adventure or your show at Lumberjack Feud.
David Reed, so there, thank you for getting me out of trouble here.
Well,
I needed that.
I'm going to call you the next time I'm in trouble. Maybe get me out of trouble with my wife.
I wish I could say yes to that, David, but I'm going to quit while I'm ahead on that one.
I'm with you on that.
Well, David, tell me a little bit about the first of all, let's start with the show. I would say that the guys that are involved in the show have to be in pretty good shape.
Yes. I don't know what they feed them in Wisconsin, but it seems like all of our lumberjacks, they come straight out of Wisconsin. I don't know if it's the cheese. I don't know what it is, but these dudes, I tell you what, they are real dudes. I've seen them literally. It doesn't matter the weather. It doesn't matter the conditions, anything. They love to compete, and this is a real live competition. A lot of people think that the show is like staged. It's choreo. It is not. They are truly competing with each other, full-fledged testosterone, muscles, everything. They are going at it. They're there to win. We have over a dozen sporting competitions, log rolling, speed climbing, and the boom runs, and they are really competing. And they're portraying like two logging families that they're trying to be the best of the best in the logging camp, because there's some educational value to it as well. We are, set in like the old logging communities, which is what built the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. There's a lot of history there that we honor. And so you never know which way it's going to go. I seen the show almost every day, and I never know which family's going to win. And so these dudes are dudes. So I appreciate you saying, we say it's a treetop and jaw dropping good time, and they certainly live up to that for sure.
Well, if you watch it almost every day, it's got to be a great show to visit and see. And judging from the comments from my listeners, it is a not to be missed show and attraction. We got to talk a little bit about this background of the Paula Deen concept. How did it begin, and when did it start?
Yeah. Oh man, Miss Paula Deen. She's a grandma all the way. Loves her grandkids. Came to Pigeon Forge. It was going to be just a family adventure for them. On her itinerary was the Lumberjack Feud. Well, to their dismay, when they arrived, there was no Lumberjack Feud. Because there had been a theater before and it had closed, and she wasn't going to settle for that. So she took matters into her own hands, and one thing led to another, and she resurrected, and the Jacks are back. And we all the thanks and gratitude go to Miss Paula Deen for that. And so now when her grandkids come to Pigeon Forge, there is a Lumberjack experience, and they are front row and center. She's so creative, the things that she's done, and then adding not just the show, but then adding the adventure park to it. Because normally when you leave a show, it's over. It's done. That's it. But here, when you leave the show, you become the star. You just go next door to the adventure park, and you become your own Lumberjack or Lumberjill. And you're climbing, and you're soaring, and you're flying high in the air, just like the Lumberjack. So a lot of creativity to it, and that's what makes it so unique, right in the center of town here in Pigeon Forge.
Got to tell me some of those fun things to do at the park. I have heard stories.
Yes. You know, it's so unique. It's broken down into four different sections. We have the timber towers where you can actually free fall 80 feet. My son, he's 13. He likes to do it backwards. He likes to show off. We have the locker sports section where you can log roll, boom run, speed climb, and you're harnessed in. So when you're log rolling, you're log rolling on water, but you will not get wet. You're harnessed in. Should you fall, you're not going to plunge into water. It's completely safe. Then we have the High Woodsman Challenge. It's lumberjack theme. It's a multi-level adventure park, you know, where you're doing a lot of just different ropes courses and such. And then the Flying Ox. This is the world's That's it. You were waiting for that. I saved it for last. It's a hybrid of a zip line roller coaster. So you know, in a traditional roller coaster, you know you're in, and you have a floor and your little ride there. But here it's free fall. Your legs are dangling, and then you're on a zip line. You're on an actual above you is your rail. And then you go literally, you fly, soar all the way around the park, and it's the world's only. This was a concept out of New Zealand, and brought it to America here. And it is, when you come down the parkway, you cannot help but see this. And that's really what gets the attention from the adventure park is the Flying Ox for sure.
The Flying Ox, and is a park geared for all ages or just certain ages?
It is. We just a couple weeks ago, we took his picture. We had a 92-year-old man that he came, and everyone just fell in love with him. And he actually did the timber towers, the 80-foot jump. And when he jumped and he got to the ground, you want to know what he said? Can I do that again? And we actually had this on video. And so he went up there and he did it all over again. He did it twice. 92 years old, so he's becoming here. But yes, all ages, of course, and it's geared for families. Of course, you know, Paula Deen is big into family, so it is everything is fun for the fun and fit for the entire family to enjoy. But if you're not, if you have someone in your family that just, you know, for whatever has certain conditions, they don't want to participate, we do not charge them to come in. They can still enjoy watching their family. They're just not harnessed in. They're not participating. We got plenty of shade, plenty of benches, plenty of eateries around there that they can enjoy. There's no charge, but they can still feel like they're part of the fun with the family.
I don't know, David. I think that man must be from Wisconsin.
He probably was one of the grandfathers. I didn't think about that, Terry. He probably was. I should have asked him. He probably would have told us the secret.
So the park is open to all ages. And what about groups? What do you do when groups come?
Oh, wow. We have, in fact, today I've got a government group that actually just did a buyout. They wanted the whole place to themselves. We do a lot of school groups, a lot of church groups as well. It's amazing to watch the dynamics, especially the school kids, because they normally will do the show first, and they're cheering, and they're up on their feet, and they're yelling, they're having a great time. But when they get out there on that after the show, and they head over to the adventure park and get harnessed up, it is so amazing to really watch the bonding that really goes on with those kids, because it just seems like the walls come down. I've seen friendships bloom right there on those speed climbs, atop the timber towers. Kids that maybe normally wouldn't have, you know, been extra friendly with each other, but they really connect, and the bonds are really strong, especially when all those adventures are over with. They just have a great time. The smiles tell the whole story right there.
What about the opportunity folks have to get more information? What do you suggest? How do they get more information about this great attraction?
Of course, our website, for sure, which is lumberjackview.com. That has all the information on there, pictures, information, and, you know, just descriptions, things that we've been talking about today. But they can call our box office, 865-366-3330 as well. They're always going to speak to a friendly agent that's more than willing to give them updates on what's going on here, but probably our website is probably the best.
David Reed, always great to talk with you. Anything else you'd like to let our listeners know about?
Well, Terry Mansfield, I just wanted to thank you for this opportunity and invite everyone, when you're coming to Pigeon Forge, to the Smoky Mountains, please visit Paula Deen's Lumberjack Feud Show and Adventure Park, right in the center of Pigeon Forge.
Not to be missed, and I so highly recommend, listeners, that you think about this attraction as a place to come and see and enjoy and see what Paula's done with the great attraction that she's created. Thanks for being on the show, David.
Thank you, Terry.